May 8, the times and seasons. He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Acts 1:7. The times and seasons God has put in his own power. And why has not God given us this knowledge? Because we would not make a right use of it if he did. A condition of things would result from this knowledge among our people that would greatly retard the work of God in preparing a people to stand in the great day that is to come. Jesus has told his disciples to watch, but not for definite time. His followers are to be in the position of those who are listening to the orders of their captain. They are to watch, wait, work, and pray as they approach the time for the coming of the Lord. But no one will be able to predict just when that time will come. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. You will not be able to say that he will come in 1, 2, or 5 years. Neither are you to put off his coming by stating it may not be for 10 or 20 years. We are not to know the definite time either for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit or for the coming of Christ. I was pointed to some who are in the great error of believing that it is their duty to go to Old Jerusalem and think they have a work to do there before the Lord comes. Such a view is calculated to take the mind and interest from the present work of the Lord under the message of the third angel, for those who think that they are yet to go to Jerusalem will have their minds there, and their means will be withheld from the cause of present truth to get themselves and others there. I saw that such a mission would accomplish no real good, that it would take a long while to make a very few of the Jews believe even in the first advent of Christ, much more to believe in his second advent.